Title: From an Anglo-Icelandic Perspective. Karolina Laris Doty was born in 1944 in Reykjavik to Daisy Josephson and Laris Ludvigsson. Picture: Reykjavik Harbor. She always knew that she wanted to be an artist. However, at that time in Iceland the art establishment was heavily biased towards abstraction, so she took the decision to move to England. Her time at the Ruskin School of Art in Oxford was pivotal to her future artistic development, as the course focused heavily on life drawing. It was during this time that Karolina learned to draw convincing figures, using gesture and body posture to suggest a whole range of emotions. Picture: Karolina Laris Doty at work. She graduated with a BA in Fine Art from the Ruskin School of Art in 1967, and, in the same year, provided illustrations in her distinctive drawing style for the book Mead Moon Daughter and Other Icelandic Folktales, Chilton, Philadelphia, 1967. Throughout her long career she received great accolades: membership of the Royal Society of Painter Printmakers, the Royal Watercolour Society and the New English Art Club, with frequent works accepted for the Royal Academy summer shows, and paintings in the National Collections of Iceland. She featured in the Renewal of Icelandic Painting, Nerayana Press, 2006, and the Ein Discerning Eye at the Mall Galleries, London, in 2008. Two extensive and impressive publications on the life and works of Karolina Laris Doty were published in 1993 and 2013. Karolina Laris Doty, in many ways, was more a part of the British art establishment than the Icelandic, having lived in England for the greater part of her adult life. It was whilst studying printmaking in the 1970s at the Barking School of Art in Essex with Jane Stobart and Harry Eccleston that Karolina found her true artistic direction. She became driven by a need to put down on canvas or paper the multitude of bizarre ideas that popped into her head, and these often referred back, whether consciously or unconsciously, to her unusual childhood in Reykjavik. Her grandfather, Johannes Josephson, was a strongman with Barnum and Bailey's Circus, and worked with the escapologist, Harry Houdini, before returning to Reykjavik to found the Hotel Borg in 1930. Much of Karolina's childhood was spent in this hotel, and its luxuriously appointed public rooms feature prominently in her work, as well as glimpses behind the scenes of maids and waiters going about their business, or taking a break. Lija Comes to Hotel Borg shows Karolina and her childhood nanny, Lija, floating into the grand dining room of the Hotel Borg. She was a great observer and commentator on social interactions and customs. This inspirational material, combined with her ability to capture a pose and place her characters within a well-structured composition, marks her out as a truly outstanding artist. Written by Denise Collins for Artwork Newspapers.